USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message for Mexico if they don't immediately stop all illegal aliens from coming into the United States.
So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
The president also began withholding aid money to El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia.
We were giving them $500 million. We were giving them tremendous aid. We stopped payment to Honduras, to Guatemala, and to El Salvador.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he doesn't recall an alleged inappropriate encounter between him and a state legislator in Nevada. The statement follows yesterday's allegation that was posted on a blog by Lucy Flores, who was running for lieutenant governor of Nevada back in 2014, when she says Biden kissed her on the back of her head while they waited to go on stage for a Democratic rally. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A warning has been issued to Russia and any other country that supports the Nicolas Maduro regime in Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
That warning was first issued by President Trump that Russia had to get out of Venezuela. Then another warning was made during a briefing at the State Department by Elliot Abrams, the special envoy for Venezuela.
I would just say that we have options, and that I think it would be a mistake for the Russians to think they have a free hand here. They don't.
After Russian troops were sent to Venezuela, the White House declared that action posed a direct threat to the region's security.
The San Antonio City Council approved the new concessions contract for the San Antonio International Airport. Under one condition, Chick-fil-A be excluded. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas responds to this move.
Chick-fil-A is a pillar of our community, but in Central Texas and around the country. And this is just rampant discrimination. They're discriminating against Chick-fil-A for their deeply held religious beliefs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Purdue University is honoring superfan Tyler Trent, who died on January 1st with a rare form of bone cancer. Trent was diagnosed with cancer in 2014 when he was in high school, and after the cancer went into remission, he enrolled at Purdue. But the cancer came back, and through all this, Trent continued to attend Purdue University. Purdue University President Mitch Daniels says now is the time to honor Tyler Trent.
The first thing that we will do is rename the E-gate, the gate that students use, the gate where Tyler was first discovered by our coach one evening, the T2 gate, and to build an arch over it, which will honor his memory forever. We hope this will be an appropriate way for generations of fans and non-fans, for that matter, to be reminded of what Tyler stood for. Personified characteristics that we really want every Boilermaker in some measure to embody. That didn't seem like enough. And we have a second idea, which has been made known, and that is that a scholarship, a full tuition, room, and board scholarship, be awarded each year.
Daniels went on to announce that Sean English of Michigan is the recipient of the inaugural Tyler Trent Memorial Courage and Resilience Award. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.